Princeton University Press Audio presents Digital Cash, the unknown history of the anarchists, utopians, and technologists who built cryptocurrency, by Finn Brunton. Read by Christopher Ragland. "Pardon me, ma'am," she says, "but does she tell the truth?" "Of course not," said Lil. "She tells the future. It's not the same thing, you know." Boris Vian, Red Grass. Translation, Paul Knobloch. I'm trying to get root access to the future. I want to raid its system of thought. Jude Millen. Introduction. The Passing Current. This book tells the largely untold story of digital cash and the people who sought to build it, some to bring down states and nations and create a utopia of ciphers, some to be rewarded by the collapse of global order, and some to spur the genesis of a machine by which they could live forever. It explains how cryptocurrencies came to be, the preconditions, the technologies and subcultures, and the ideas, fantasies, fictions, and models of the future behind Bitcoin's first announcement. The main argument of this book starts with the fact that it tells the story of digital cash in particular, rather than electronic money more generally. The work of making cash digital means creating an object that is trivial to transact over network computers and easy to verify, to prove that it is what it appears to be, but impossible to forge or duplicate, and that can carry the information about what it is and what it is worth, without generating any information about how it is used or by whom. This is a set of seemingly paradoxical and impossible demands. It must be available but scarce, unique and anonymous but identifiable and reliable, and easy to transmit but impossible to copy. It must have all these attributes in the context of technologies that were designed and built to make copies in their very functioning, costlessly, immediately, and perfectly. The case I make to you is that the story of digital cash is best understood as a problem of knowledge in the larger history of currency itself. How do you know that a given currency token is valuable, that it can pass, that someone else will take it from you, that it can be settled and redeemed? The value of money in general, this intricate cultural microtechnology, this social medium, comes from powerful and often abstract beliefs about the way things are and the way they will be, as the first chapter of this book discusses in detail. The predictions, bets, and hopes that one kind of money will be accepted for payment of taxes, another will not be devalued by the market flooding with some rare metal or material, and that a social network of gifts, obligations, and reciprocities will hold for a third. Zoom in from that lofty place to practice, to currency, cash, and coin. How do you know the value of this particular token of money? How are you sure of its identity, and how does it authenticate itself to you? We may know this through ductility, thermal conductivity, and sound. Biting a coin, seeing how fast ice melts on it, the ping test of its chime when struck. We may know it from the smell and weight of a brick of compressed tea, the branding and bands on a cigarette, or through serial numbers, signatures, paper stock, and fabrics, hand, and the security threads and watermarks on banknotes, letters of credit, or traveler's checks. We know all these things in the context of training, habit, and prior experience. With this in mind, how would you create a digital currency? I want to convince you that we should understand digital cash as part of the challenge of making digital data valuable, and that many of the more puzzling aspects of digital cash resolve themselves when they're understood in terms of authentication, ownership, certainty, and proof for digital objects. The twin projects of digital ownership and digital cash always turn up together, as the history told in this book unfolds, from building information marketplaces to verifying anonymous statements, validating work and time, and battling counterfeiting and copying. In other words, this book is a history of how data was literally and metaphorically monetized. The secondary argument I make is that the history of digital cash can also show us a particularly vivid example of the use of money and technologies to tell stories about the future. These